And this is with regards to an incredible event that will be happening on the 12th of June, featuring an all-female speaker lineup. The Useful and Beautiful event is for anyone, women and men, already in the technology and digital space looking to master their skills. Tech and digital marketing are often seen as discrete sectors, and part of what the event aims to do is to bring them closer together in discussion and in practice thereafter. And they also want to touch on more complex topics like how to retain women in the sector and creative ways we can accommodate the responsibilities and roles outside the workplace that often do cause them to drop out of tech once they do get married or have children, for example. And this event is tailored to showcase the high degree of skills and expertise that we have in the tech sector, and specifically among women in tech who are very underrepresented at events as speakers and delegates. And now joining me on the line to chat more about this event that will be taking place is a CEO and founder of Useful and Beautiful, Lynette Handemark. Welcome to Overnight, Lynette, and thank you for speaking to us so early in the morning.
Yes, good morning, Impo. This is the first time I'm doing a just after midnight interview. So.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome to your first one.
It's always a first for everything. So.
Yeah, thank you, and it's such a pleasure. And, you know, it's going to be quite an exciting event happening. As I had mentioned, it's an all-female lineup for Moving to Mastery Women in Tech and Digital Conference 2019. But, you know, before I even ask you about the event, before I delve right into that, I'd just love to find out more about you. Could you tell us more about your passion for technology? Where did it all begin?
Oh, it began at the age of, I think, 11 years old when I got my hands on my first computer, and that was back in school. So, I was just one of these girls who was a little bit different to the norm, where I was interested in more the mathematical sciences and the sciences and all of that. And I loved your interview just now, you know, where you know, people are so conditioned. When you see a female, you think you see, you know, stereotypical things. You know, you think, you know, specific sectors or girls are going to be interested in these, you know, these non-math, non-male subjects. And I was from, you know, I wasn't from that that part.
Yes.
And that's when I started. So I basically grew up with tech. I started programming at a very young age. It wasn't a career I actually thought of, because again, from conventions, you know, we were brought up, especially in my day, to as a woman, if you wanted to work, you had to be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher. You know, those, or if you wanted to, you know, really branch out, to become an accountant. Those were the things that I was brought up with, you know, in my day. So tech, especially, was so new and it was so out of the norm, especially for females. And I just took to a duck to, you know, like a duck to water. I just absolutely loved it. And it excites me a lot that there's so many initiatives now for young women to get into tech. You know, it's such a mainstream thing. It's something that's so encouraged. And I've got a daughter as well who's apparently she's going to be a programmer on the site. She actually wants to be an entertainer, apparently.
Fantastic.
you know, it's the thing now, and everybody and it's more accessible. You know, it's programming is a lot more easier as well now with all the way the technology has evolved, and with the smartphone, and, you know, even Apple, they make programming easy now for kids to actually start. So that's all lovely. And going on to, you know, why I'm running this event, that it's also great that you're getting women in the field now. But because I've been in this field now for, you know, 22, 23 years, I'm giving away my age, I'm finding that there's fewer women at my age that I am seeing in meetings. Or, you know, and I've been also, when it comes to conferences and sharing knowledge and all of that, you know, I walk into conferences, I get asked to speak at almost every single tech conference you can think of. And I find it very hard to believe that I'm in the minority, when I know very well that there are so many great women doing great things. So I just want people to be aware of this, because the most common thing I hear of is there's not enough women, we can't find them. And it's okay, well, I know for a fact they are there.
Exactly.
So let's bring them up. And then also, okay, there's a lot of conversation. I mean, especially last year, there was a lot of conversation about many, not just tech, but lots of sectors came up where women are underrepresented, they're getting paid less, they're dropping out, et cetera, et cetera. And tech was highlighted as one of them. I was interviewed by quite a few media houses as well about this. So the conversations are there, and now I teamed up with Sam Perry, who runs Women in Tech ZA, and I said, you know what, enough of raising the awareness. We know the awareness is there. What are companies actually doing about it now? Let's start having the conversations on the next step, because we know there's a problem, but you need to actively take steps to actually keep women in, retain them. It's all well and good, you're encouraging women to get into the field, but, you know, at a certain point, there's a drop-off, and you know, a company's lifespan is not just up until a certain point. It continues, and you need to keep the diversity, you need to keep the gender balance and all of that going. It's not, you know, at a certain point and then that's it.
Absolutely. It's about improving and promoting e-inclusivity. And, you know, going back to what you said about, you know, just with the brilliant women, you know, especially in this field, you know, I'd love to talk more about your female lineup. Could you tell us more about the women that will be featuring, and why did you choose them specifically?
So I chose all of these women specifically because I wanted to showcase women who've been through the journey. So the five themes that I've got here is entrepreneurship at any age. And here I wanted to debunk the myth,
yes,
that, you know, you have to be this young white guy in a hoodie to start a business. I mean, you know, everybody thinks of the typical Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know, that's it. And it's like, no, you can be an entrepreneur at any age. And, you know, you just go down and look through history. I mean, most of the great companies started by people when they were much older. So I specifically looked for women entrepreneurs across, the age. So young to you know, those who have been more experienced. So some of the speakers in that category or that stream include Aisha Pandor, and she's going to talk about her purpose-driven solution, Sweet South. And she is, her topic is the journey from going from a student to a researcher to then a full-time employee and then giving that up and then becoming an entrepreneur to create something that's so purpose-driven. So she's going to be sharing her story. And then another one who's also very interesting to me, and it's also quite a male-specific subject when you think about it. Again, you know, it's just because of the conditioning. You know, when you think cybersecurity, you automatically think, you know, the big IT man is going to come and save you, isn't it?
Right. That's the first thing that pops into your mind.
It is.
Yes.
And here,
yes,
I've got Anna Collard from Popcorn Training, and they were acquired by a Know Before company, an American company. And I've actually worked with Anna before as well. And she's brilliant. And she's, you know, they're the leaders in cybersecurity awareness. So she's going to be giving a keynote as well. And they're also one of our sponsors. That's our only sponsor that we, because when I came up with the idea, everybody loved the idea and the approach, but very few sponsors actually came through to us, and Anna was actually one of the few. And then I've got Barbara Mallinson, and she's been an entrepreneur for over 10 years as well, and she created one of the first edutech platforms. So she's going to give us her learnings and journey throughout the process as well. And I've got Lorraine Stain. So she's been an entrepreneur now for 30 years. So she started right from when it was purely, I think she was probably one of like 1,000, you know, one woman in like 1,000 men. And she's, you know, got a very, very successful IT business called KRS. And so she's going to be there as well, telling us, you know, what it really is like and how she's managed to sustain that leadership, because she's absolutely brilliant, you know, one of a true legend. So those are the entrepreneurs, you know, just a few names that are covering it through the different years and different sort of solutions. And then we've got another section where we are basically going to talk pure tech. And in here I've got women who have been practicing. I mean, they've actually either been a part of solutions or actually built the solutions themselves. And, you know, when you think of current tech trends, everybody's talking artificial intelligence, right?
Right,
everybody's
yes.
talking about blockchain. Everybody's talking about machine learning. And this is another reason why I'm bringing marketers in, because I sit at a lot of meetings, and everybody's throwing these buzzwords. Everybody wants to use the latest and greatest of tech. And I always ask the question, now my career journey, just to go back a little bit, I started off in corporate, and then I worked at a development house. And then I worked at a media house, and then I worked at an agency, and now I'm an entrepreneur. So I've been through quite a few of the different cycles, and there's very common themes in that. You know, as a developer, you always want to use the latest and greatest tech. And now that I'm on the other side and I work more on the, you know, I focus more on the customer experience. I help brands, but more from a customer experience point of view, because, to be honest, we work in Africa and we've got so many things like data to consider.
Yes.
And we don't have big budgets like America and Europe. I mean, that's the bottom line, especially when it comes to digital solutions. So I work with brands to ensure that they get the best value for their money. But brand objectives and customer experiences are also met, which is also challenging. So that is why I'm getting everybody in the room, because often, you know, people want to use the latest and greatest tech, but do they actually understand what this tech is about? So that is why I've got these experts. I've got Selena Lee, who is very well known and doing some really amazing stuff. So she's from a company called Zindi Africa, and they're doing a lot of good stuff in AI. I've got Deborah, and she's from Deborah Root. She's the Chief Compliance Officer at Zego, and they deliver blockchain solutions. Genevieve Manal, she's the Head of IT at Cipla, but previously at her company, she also developed some artificial solutions and business intelligence solutions. And, you know, everybody's talking about smart cities. That's, like, quite a thing as well. And another amazing lady, also been an entrepreneur for many years, I've got Emma Kay. So she is the founder of Bozza, which is one of the first music streaming platforms. But she's been involved in many other projects as well. And one of them, which really, really was interesting, is smart townships. So we've got a panel of these four women, and also we've got Frost and Sullivan that's also going to be giving their insights as well on what they are seeing from a global perspective with all of these terms that are being used. So I think it's really important for the audience to actually understand hands-on from people who've actually implemented, because there's a lot of theory, and let's be honest, we all can Google, we all can research papers, but you actually want to know how it's actually used, what are the challenges. So we've got, you know, hands-on people who are actually working in these fields going to be sharing those learnings. And I think that's really important, especially to the audience where you've got the marketers, you know, because if you are thinking, okay, we need to do AI because this is the next best thing, then hear from people, okay, it's not a solution that can be actually done in like 3 to 6 months. What you're thinking about, this is actually how long it actually took these people. So it's going to be a really great collaboration exercise as well, I think, and networking for people to really understand what these technologies mean. And also to make them think, is this the right technologies for us? Because while, yes, machine learning and AI and blockchain, yes, it's good.
Right.
There could actually be simpler ways for you to do things. You know, and for example, you know, I work predominantly in the app space. And everybody at one point wanted an app, whereas an app actually wasn't going to solve their problem. They had to think, you know, long-term strategy. So it's the same thing that's going to apply to all these other technologies as well. It's like, okay, let's think about long-term strategy because, you know, there's, like I said, everything, there's just always a cost to it, you know, time and cost, especially when it comes to technology. I believe, you know, being a techie myself, anything is absolutely possible with technology. It's just a matter of time and budget, which unfortunately companies don't actually have. And then bringing the marketing aspect together as well.
Yes.
I've got Jackie McWay-Wilson, who's going to be chatting about bringing the best of social media to your business. Because I also find that in my work experience as well, there's a disconnect between marketing and technology. Like marketers want something and the tech people want to do something else. And then when a product fails, and this is one of the keynotes that I'm going to be, some of the points I'm going to be touching on my keynote, is like, okay, when a product fails, who are we blaming? Because you can't blame the marketing, you can't blame the technology if you guys are not on the same page. Because, you know, you have to think brand specific, you have to think product specific. And I think it's only going to be tied quite nicely, especially when you hear from people like Aisha and Barbara, because, you know, they're entrepreneurs. They don't have the luxury, as an entrepreneur with a product, you don't have a luxury of having separate departments. You think product first, you think consumer first. So it's really nice to bring all of this together. So, you know, irrespective of whether you're working in a corporate or at a dev house or, you know, on your own, it's all about thinking holistically about the product and basically breaking down the silos, because ultimately, you know, collaboration is key to anything that you do, and you get the best out of everything. You know, I mean, if you think about a movie is only good if all the actors are really good. Then a movie stands out.
Right.
Whereas a movie, you know, you could have a really good actor, but it's, the rest of the movie can be quite crap if the other actors don't support each other. So it's just a sort of bad analogy kind of that I want to bring to the table. But another thing, we've been a little bit ambitious with this conference. It's the first time this sort of thing is happening. But I've also introduced another section as well called self-care or wellness section. And that is because in today's connected world, especially with digital and marketing, we're connected 24/7, and we've got this, you know, mindset of always working, and burnout is a massive problem. And in that, we're going to be introducing just a short session where we're going to have a panel discussion with a sleep expert, a nutritionist, a fitness expert, and just to kind of, you know, amongst this craziness where we all want to do a million things, we never really switch off. How can we actually take care of ourselves? Because, you know, at the end of the day, burnout is I think it's been actually classified as a proper medical condition by the World Health Organization. I've seen a lot of articles about that recently.
And funny enough, we're actually going to be touching on that conversation after this one. So that's absolutely,
oh, it sounds lovely,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it just ties in together perfectly. And you know, I think just with what you have been revealing for with regards to who's actually going to be involved, I think this is such a game changer, and it's extraordinary. And also, I mean, considering you were mentioning budget limitations, et cetera. You know, regardless of that, I love the thought process that went into just creating this conference. Is this actually the first one, or have you had?
It's the first one. It's a pure passion project. And that's why first conferences are always quite tough to get people to buy into. You know, even though they think it's a good idea, because it's never been done before. But the moment we announced it, I mean, the interest has been unbelievable. I actually closed my bookings 2 days ago, and I had to reopen it again yesterday because we were just getting flooded with so many people wanting to attend. So I got the venue sponsored for free by the Belmont Square Conference Center. So I was on the phone with her yesterday after confirming all the numbers, and I said, you know, I've just got these requests. Can we please get a bigger venue? And she was kind enough to accommodate. So she said, okay, but we're capping it to a number. It can't be unlimited. So sales will continue until Sunday. So there's a lot of interest. A lot of people are interested in coming, and we're really excited. I mean, my lineup is incredible. And like I said, I've been to so many conferences over the years, and typically you're conditioned to see all male, the same topics, the same sort of themes. And I thought, let's just do something different where we bring tech and digital marketing, because these two are so close. Let's bring it together, and let's just, instead of having men, let's just, you know, bring the women. Let's showcase the female talent that we have. So we're doing it in Cape Town on Wednesday, and we're also going to be doing it in Johannesburg. There'll be a few of the same speakers from Cape Town that will go up to Johannesburg, but there'll be quite, I'd say about like four speakers from Cape Town will be in Johannesburg, but the rest will be from Johannesburg. Again, because of budget issues, I had to keep it local, so the Johannesburg will have majority speakers from Gauteng. And similar sort of format, and we're going to be announcing the Joburg lineup next week as well, and the Joburg lineup is also absolutely incredible. So, we're really, really excited about it. The one thing, though, I mean, just looking at the registrations today in Cape Town, but I believe Joburg is going to be a little bit different from the pre-bookings that I've got, is that I'd like more men to attend. So far, the only man who's registered to attend the Cape Town one is my dad.
that's sweet that he's there to support.
Yes,
I love that.
He's going to be there. Yeah, I lost my mom last year. Otherwise, she would have definitely been there. But no, my dad is there. But yeah, the interest with the men in Johannesburg has been incredible. You know, agencies, MDs, and all of that. They said, like Pepe Murray from Joe Public, he said he'll definitely be there with his team, and Ashraf Gader wants to be there. So yeah, it's quite interesting. So I hope between now and tomorrow that we do get some men who register, because you know, when you talk about gender inclusivity and diversity, it has to be everybody. You know, it's not just women talking to themselves. And companies are more progressive and profitable if they've got a diverse culture in there. So yeah, I really hope the guys do come. I mean, we did stress that it's not just for women. While the name might suggest that, you know, tech and digital, it's not a gender-specific role.
Absolutely.
It's for everybody. And yes, we are discussing current trends by people who are executing. So, you know, I would say to the guys, please come. You know, you're so used to going to a conference where you see the same sort of lineup. Just branch out a little. It's not that expensive as well, you know, compared to normal tech conferences out there that cost, I would say, probably triple the amount to what we're charging. So branch out a little and just come and try something new. It's just really an awesome conference. The only difference, it's an all-female lineup.
And I'm speaking to Lynette Tandemark. She is the founder and CEO of Useful and Beautiful. And we're talking about an exciting event taking place next Wednesday. And it's called Moving to Mastery Tech and Digital Convention, the first of its kind happening this Wednesday. And do remember that you're more than welcome to attend the event. And there is some limited seating that is available for the Cape Town event, and also some seating for Joburg. And before we wrap up the conversation, Lynette, where can our listeners actually find more information? How can they book their tickets?
Well, they can book online. They can go to my website, which is www.usefulandbeautiful.co.za/events. And in there, I've got the full program for Cape Town is available. There's a lineup of the speakers, and there's a button to basically book your tickets online. And it's all secure. It goes via PayFast, so you can use any payment mechanism that PayFast offers. The Johannesburg lineup, I am going to be loading. I just got confirmation of it today. Yesterday. So I'm going to be loading it the weekend, and I will enable people to basically book for that as well. And that is going to be on the 10th of July in Centurion. So bookings haven't opened for Johannesburg yet, but they will in the next few days. But like I said, we've got such a pre-booking list already.
Right.
So we're going to be notifying all of them. But yeah, Cape Town is quite limited. Like I said, due to the interest, I had to request extra space. And as soon as those seats go, then I will have to close it. But either way, I will be closing it on Sunday anyway.
And, you know, I'd just love to close off on this note by wishing you all the best for the event. This is absolutely a game changer indeed. And, you know, I just love the diversity in the lineup, and also just the interest that it's generated so far. So I do wish you, well for this. And I also wish that this event is a resounding success. And we also hope to just speak to you soon, just to maybe even follow up on just the responses and how this has definitely changed the face of technology. Lynette, thank you so much, and please do enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, you as well.
Thank you. I was speaking to Lynette Tandemark, and she is actually the founder and CEO of a great company, just also making great changes in tech, and the company's name is Useful and Beautiful.